Oh, I am ready for this and also extremely nervous.
Totally not ready. This is going to be a complete you-know-what show. And
milk? Dinner at a house?
One out. Oh, my God. It's pretty much hot garbage right now. Bullpen's trash. Bullpen's already garbage.
We got it. Talking about the fightings here. The fightings. Said.
One run's going to score. A play at the plate on Swanson.
Yes.
All right, quiet down up there. All right, keep that in. All right, welcome to Is It 705 Yet Podcast. I don't remember what number episode, but it's called Shades of 2022. I think it's like 79, 78.
I think it's 89.
I was close.
Let me check.
I'm mentally fragile after last game, so bear with me.
89. Episode 89, Shades of 2022.
89.
So, do I even need to ask how you're doing, Alex? You told me you were dead inside this morning.
I am dead inside. We are recording this the following day because I refused to record after that loss last night. Recording the following day after the Game 2 loss, which the Phillies blew a perfect opportunity. Some questionable moves by Rob Thompson. Some questionable pitches by Trevor Hoffman. Some questionable defense by Trey Turner. Some questionable Twitter and Instagram posts by Brandon Termosca. It was overall shitty day, I'd say. So how about you, Brandon?
I have mixed feelings, Alex. Because as the title will suggest, it is Shades of 2022, meaning we're tied 1-1, going back to the bank. So
we're going back to the bank.
Last night definitely had me in my feels a little bit before and after the game, because we were up all game going into the eighth inning and just, you know. But I don't want to start there. I want to start with the first game, game one, which was a great team effort, great team game, starting with Rob Thompson. So, yeah.
I'll say great team game, but that doesn't mean I have to agree with Rob Thompson on game one either.
I will agree with that. I'll agree with you.
You will agree with that.
Yeah, I will.
You like that?
No. But no, game one was amazing. I think I was busy. Katie and I were in New York. We were at like an engagement shower party kind of thing for her cousin. So I missed the first like three innings. So I missed Ranger, and I think I got a text from you and a couple other people. And everybody was like, thoughts on Ranger or Thompson pulling Ranger. And I'm like, what? And then I looked at like the game and I saw it was only like the fourth inning. And I was like, why the hell would he pull Ranger? Like, he only gave up one hit and one and a walk. Like, I don't understand this, but I mean, it worked out. Thank God. Took one in Atlanta. Which was the plan all along, just like last year. Would have liked to have gotten two, but yeah, from start to finish, I think it was a great game. Like they really like the guys really like held their heads and really stuck it to Atlanta. Like Atlanta was dead silent like the whole game. Like the loser fans they are. More than a game and a half. And yeah, they took it to him, shut him out at home for the first time all year. And of course it came in the playoffs. So that's even better. Trey Turner defensively was amazing in this game, which I mean, those plays like are going to be playing in my head forever from this game. Cause he literally, I think that was the seventh inning or eighth inning in game one, and he literally saved it with a double play, and Bryson Stott even said he was like, wow, and he was even in the play. Like, it was just a good play, good all around game. They shut it down in game one, and I loved every second of it
that I watched.
So
yeah, I'm glad in game one we were able to beat Strider. I hate Strider. He has a very punchable face.
Oh yeah.
Very punchable face. I'd say the Braves fans, if you want to call them that, were completely silent. The hitters were silent. And then after the game, so you had a lot of national media being like, maybe it's unfair for the Braves and whining and trying to make excuses.
They got a whole week off.
Bullshit. And then game two, Wheeler was dealing. Had that hard hit by Matt Olson in the seventh. Then he struck out, forget who it was, Ozuna. And then Darnold came up and hit up the two-run home run, which was disappointing. There obviously was the error on Trey Turner prior inning, which left the first run score, which was the beginning of the end, in my opinion.
Annoying as hell.
Is it because Trey Turner had two errors on the stupidest, fucking easiest plays that he should have made. And then put in Jose Alvarado, your best reliever, to get the last out in the inning. Sorry, last two outs. And Getty doesn't go multiple innings, but they brought him out for the eighth and he got the first batter out, which is what his job was. And then you bring in Trevor Hoffman, who has been good, for the following two relievers. Having pitch players, and obviously we know what happened then, which sucks. I think Rob Thompson was overthinking it, especially you can't use it. I don't know what he said in post game. I couldn't watch post game because I was too angry. So me being too angry and watching post game is not a good combination. So don't know what he said.
They actually weren't as angry as I thought, or Ricky Bo wasn't as angry as I thought he might be. They were definitely questioning a lot of like the decisions and.
Did Rob Thompson give an answer on why he didn't just leave Alvarado in because he's your best goddamn receiver? Don't tell me like he used the excuse like, oh well, we want to make sure he's ready for the next game because this fucking series is game day off well, game.
Speaking of that, they actually don't have a day off. Between these next two games, which is super fucking weird.
It's two, but they had a day off today that we're recording on Tuesday from yesterday's game. So Alvarado could have pitched the rest of that inning. Like, you don't take Alvarado out unless he looked bad. And he did not look bad. You leave him in.
I don't know. I don't remember him giving an answer on that, but he did. I do remember him saying something about, or I guess somebody asked a question about, like, if he wanted to keep Wheeler in for the seventh, and he's like, or if he like talked to him after the sixth, like, hey, are you good to go or whatever? And he wanted to get Wheeler back out there for the seventh and finish some things up. And I think
I was fine with him leaving Wheeler in like that. That happened. He was rolling. He gave up the hard hit to Matt Olson, but then he struck out Ozuna. But then he left the slider over the plate and Travis hit it out. It was the bullpen part. We're like, I know Trevor Hoffman's been good, but Alvarado is great. And Trevor Hoffman, I don't know. I just don't trust. His ERA and everything's good. I know towards the end of the season they used him in some more high leverage situations, but most of his great year was being in a little bit lower leverage situations, which are still incredibly important. Don't get me wrong, but I don't know if he's necessarily ready for that, and I don't think he had a good wild card series. I know he got the strikeout after giving out a walk in the wild card series, but I just don't think that was the right move, and I would have kept Alvarado in. But the Phillies had their chance in the ninth. Great play by the center fielder, gave PTSD to the Astros series.
Yeah,
McCormick ran against the wall and caught in center field. Bryce was a little too far. I get what he was trying to do. If it would have bounced off the wall, he would have been scoring where he might have been stuck at third if he wasn't that far. So it sucks. But like you said, we're going to the bank for game 3 and 4, which hopefully, which I know Aaron Nola, especially the Braves players, specifically the shortstop, Arcia or whatever the fuck his loser ass name is, was taunting Bryce Harper in the clubhouse. And that's a mistake. So I think Philly is going to shit on him, as they should.
Yeah, and can you hear that?
Hear what?
Never mind. But yeah, Bryce was playing it very aggressively that last out or whatever, and like for those people that are blaming him for that, you can't blame it on him. Like he was trying to score from first, which I get, and it was a tough play in the outfield. It just happened to go right into Harris's glove, and Riley made a great backup play and fired over to first. It was a great play. Don't get me wrong, great heads up play by the Braves to end it. And that. And speaking of ending it, that's the only time the Braves actually got loud was I guess they got loud for the Riley home run too, but at the end of the game, I don't know, they're just a bunch of losers. I wanted to say some other things about the game, but the bullpen situation, I'm trying to figure out what he said about it, but I can't find it right now. I think I texted you. I thought he was gonna keep Wheeler out after the sixth because he got in a little bit of a jam in the sixth. Luckily he got out of it, and Hoffman was already warming up to come in for the next or the end of that inning and maybe the next inning, and I think that would have went a lot smoother. That's just my opinion, but I think if you would have went Hoffman when it's 4-1, I mean, I guess it was still 4-1 when he came in, but you go him in the seventh, 4-1, Alvarado, and then Kimbrel. But I don't know how the matchups worked out as far as the batters coming up, because I know I guess Albies is a switch hitter, and then Olsen, I don't know. Didn't Hoffman face those batters anyway? So I don't know. I don't think it would have mattered if he put him in first and then Alvarado. I don't know. I'm a dumb fan. It's just my opinion. But I feel like you want Alvarado when it's the heart of the lineup, which is what Hoffman got in the eighth.
He hit Acuna with the first pitch.
So. Yeah, you got their leadoff man who is fast as shit on first, and then the Trey error, and he's able to. Did he steal second or he stole third?
That was the different inning. That was the inning before. That was when Wheeler.
Okay. Shoot. I don't. Yeah, that game just had me all beside myself, but. Yeah, it was a lot of questionable calls. Like you said, I think he was out managing himself, Thompson, overthinking things, and he just needs to take a step back and just manage the way he's managed this last 2 months or whatever. And they need to play the kind of baseball that they've been playing, and now that they've had today to rest and reset, I think they'll be good for tomorrow. I mean, we got Nola on the mound in game 3, and I think he pitches well against the Braves. I was looking at some of his stats, and he has a lot of strikeouts against these guys.
If we're following last year's model, Nola will pitch well tomorrow, what the predictions say. We always lose game 2. And so we'll see if that
comes. And then win game 3.
Yep, and we do well in game 3.
I honestly I don't think the Braves are knowing what to expect walking into Citizens Bank Park. Yeah, they were there last year, but I think it's going to be 10 times louder.
I wouldn't necessarily say 10 times louder, but it's going to be loud. But they definitely made it worse, giving the Phillies a little bit of motivation with the news of
Bryce Harper
the shortstop. Yeah, I say that was pretty stupid. I'm sure some of the veteran players were like, dude, what the fuck?
Yeah, because I saw somebody say, like, probably a bad move doing that to the one guy that always takes things like that personally. Yeah. So.
And the Braves. We don't know who the Braves are throwing out for the starting pitcher yet.
I think it's got to be Elder. Like, maybe, that's what they were saying post-game. It's got to be Elder because he was, like, their – I think he was, like, their third or fourth guy in the rotation this year. And he actually pitched pretty well.
Elder wasn't there last year, so this is going to be a new environment for him.
Yeah.
Then I would imagine it'll be Strider in game four.
Yeah, and we all know he doesn't like fans. So, but yeah, can we talk about how big of a fucking dork loser Spencer Strider is? Because he is a fucking loser. Like, I know he's a good pitcher, but if the Phillies had a chance to get him somehow, I would not want him on my team. I would not want him on the Phillies. Like, he's such a fucking loser. Pardon my French.
That's fair. Like, I also would not like him.
And he yelled at the home plate umpire, fuck you, on a clear strike three call.
Yeah, that's all.
And
that.
It's on TV. Kids are watching. Come on, man. I mean, I know kids listen to this podcast, and I dropped the F-bomb like three times there, but I'm not a professional baseball player that people look up to. Okay? He's just a fucking loser. And Braves fans? I don't know if it's just Braves fans, but it could also be Dodgers and Orioles fans saying this about the bye week or whatever. But if the Phillies had the best record in baseball and had a bye week, I would be stoked that they get to rest for a week. I mean, yeah, you got to factor in like the rest versus rust argument there or whatever. But like, I don't know. I guess all that just magically went away now that they came back to win 5-4 last night.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, they're all just a bunch of whiners.
It'll come back after the Phillies take the next two games at home.
Like, I just don't understand. Like, I think the wild card format is way better now than it has been. Because, like, I guess anything can happen in the one game playoff or whatever for that last team. But still, like.
I like the three game over the one game.
You what?
I like the three-game playoff instead of the one game.
Yeah,
most of them end in sweeps, but I just think it's better.
It is better because, like, some of the people that I saw online were complaining that, like, you're punishing your best teams by making them sit a week. And it's like, well, then they should be rested and still be the best team in the league and come out, like, again, well-rested and firing on all cylinders and beat – lower teams than them, right? Theoretically,
maybe just don't win the division next time, you bastards.
Yeah, we'll gladly take the division title.
Yeah.
So I don't know. They're just such losers. And like I saw a bunch of videos about them causing like seismic activity or whatever at Truist Park, like right when they won or whatever. And I'm like, oh, that's cute. I don't know how far away the seismic activity like was measured or whatever, but like I mean, there's Philadelphia and then Penn State like all the way up here. So Penn State felt the vibrations or whatever of Citizens Bank Park last year for that Padres game. So again, that's cute, Braves fans. I was looking up some stats about the. Attendance and capacities and stuff like that, and I will not that this really matters, but I don't know, it says fifth and fourth out of 15, like their ranks, I guess their attendance ranks, but like the Braves are fourth out of 15 in attendance this year, which they should be. They were the best team in the league, right? And the Phillies are right behind them in fifth. So like I don't know, I feel like that just screams Philadelphia is being like the better fan base, and like they just show up to more games even when they're not the best team in baseball, you know what I mean?
They are the better fan base, and I think it'll show in game 3 and 4.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and the whole like throwing beers on the field too. I don't think the national media, like if that were Philly, and I'm sure you saw like all this stuff, like they would still be talking about it.
Yeah,
and they were still talking about it?
No, I said they would be talking about it still.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And after that happened, after game one, I haven't heard anybody or seen anybody say anything about it. So, like, it's just fucking bullshit. Like, I don't know. It just infuriates me to my core that, like, Braves fans think they're, like, on the same level as Philly fans. In my plums, yeah. So, I don't know. So, what else do you want to talk about, Alex?
That's basically it. We got game three. We got game four. Like you said, it's Nola versus whoever. And then Strider versus, I would assume, Ranger, unless they use Ranger out of the bullpen in game three. But I hope we end it, and then we can see either the Dodgers or Arizona for the NLCS.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, one other point that I wanted to make about the bye week. If they didn't have the bye week, Max Fried doesn't pitch. If they didn't have the bye week, Charlie Morton wouldn't, like, there would be no question that he would be able to pitch, you know? So, like, the bye week actually helps the Braves in a way.
Yeah.
Stop complaining about it.
Yeah.
Fuckers.
Yeah. Okay, got jokes to finish us off?
I can do it.
These are playoff dad jokes, Brandon.
Playoff dad jokes?
These are the best. The best of the best.
I know. Oh, by the way, you really didn't know about my brother?
What brother?
My twin brother that we were texting about the other day?
Nope.
Oh.
It's fake.
Okay, yeah, Ken's fake.
Yep.
Why would I lie about him?
Why would you not?
I don't know. What's his name?
You can't be trusted.
What's his name?
Beethoven.
What did I just say his name is?
Beethoven.
I know you heard me. Just say it.
I'm not going to say it. Because I know what you're going to say.
Can these nuts fit in your mouth?
Yeah, that's what I thought. Can't fool me.
Katie told you I was going to say that, didn't she?
No.
Son of a bitch.
Can't fool me.
God damn it, Alex. No, but I really do have a brother. His name's Ken. All right. Well, I can't speak for these dad jokes. I don't know. I don't know if they're going to be good or not. Maybe we'll have to do a double again if they're not. But here's number one. Where do you learn to make ice cream? Sunday school. And why was Elsa not allowed a balloon? Because she would just let it go.
Wow.
Let it go. Let it go.
Yeah, if you would have did it like that would have been better.
Oh, sorry.
That was a good one.
That was a pretty good one. All right, Alex. Well, that's all, folks.
We'll talk after game four. Sorry. 3 and 4.
Yeah. What do we always say?
I forget. Oh. Yeah. Keep hunting. Come.
I'm gonna come.